Yuma Daf Yud Ches. As we continue, we are on the top of Yud Ches and Aleph. We continue here in the first parak of Maseches Yuma. We have four blot or so to the end of the parak. The first parak here is 20 blot long, up until Daf Chaf Beis. We are on Yud Ches and Aleph on top. So if you remember, we are in the discussion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on Daf Yud Aleph that the Kohen Gadol can basically do whatever he wants. Kohen Gadol on the other days of the year, besides the week before Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa that he has to do it. The week before Yom Kippur, there is a machlokas. Actually, what the reason is, as we had at the beginning of the Masechta, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, why you need 7 days of Prisha beforehand. But part of that, the din d'oraisa, Prisha, is we add on that he's supposed to practice also during that week. He should do the Zrikas Adam and the Hakdar Ketores, so it should be second nature to him, all of the activities that he's going to do on Yom Kippur. If you remember, the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam said on Daf Yadalid, so that the fast, he's fasting, he's going to have to do all of this, it's going to be hard, even harder for him to fast in this circumstance, and we want to make it a little easier for him, so that's why we practice with him. The rest of the days of the year, it's up to him. If he wants to be Makriv, he can be Makriv. If not, not. So, the Brisa gave the example of he could do whatever he wants to do. The Tosefta was quoted as saying, he could take a piece of the Chattas and a piece of the Yasham, and he could take some Chalas. If he wants, he could take one out of the two Chalas on Shavuos. He could take four or five of the Chalos of the Lechem HaPanim. They're not really Chalos, they're Matzahs. You could take of the matzahs of the lechem apanim any Shabbos of the year. So now the Gemara is just interesting. What does it mean, four or five? Remember, we had a machlokas tanaim that we mentioned here on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, relating to how much is the Kohen Gadol allowed to take. We had the sheet of Rebbe who says the Kohen Gadol could always take half because the pasuk says v'haysal la'aharon ulavanav. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, Banav are the other Kohanim. So, half and half, split it. That was Rebbe Shita. And the Chachamim say no. You can always take somewhat less than half. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. And we tried to fit in the Brisa to those different opinions. But one of the lines that we didn't work out yet was the following line. Now says the Gemara on top. Umay Arba Ochamesh. What does that mean, four or five? Four or five of the 12 Lechem Aponims. Right, what does that mean, four or five? So, says the Gemara, L'Rabbanan da'amri nechras dotel sheish v'yotzei dotel sheish. What are we referring to? Another machlokas. That is not quoted here, but there's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the end of Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara says, when did the Mishmar switch? On Shabbos. That's when the old Mishmar left and the new Mishmar came in. That was also the day that they switched to Lechem Aponims. Remember, we had a Machlokas Tanam also that appears in Maseches Menachos, how the switch was done. Was it just you took them off sometime today and you put the new ones on sometime today? Or does the word Tabid mean Mamish always? And you have to have Kohanim that go in together into the Heichal. And at the moment that a number of Kohanim take out the old Lechem Aponims, which were still piping hot a week later, the other Kohanim stuck in the new Lechem Aponim. There wasn't even a second without Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. But that switch happened on Shabbos. The question is, how did you split up the Chalas? How did you split up the Chalas? Did you do it six and six? Six to the new Mishmar, six to the old Mishmar? Or do we say that is the Shita of the Tanakama? And the Rabbi Yehuda holds, right, Rashi quotes the Machlokas, right, L'Rabbanan, see on the top line, to pligi alei de Rabbi Yehuda, va'amri, they say, right, they say, Mishmar Yotzei notol sheish, va'mishmar nechnas notol sheish, right, the Rabbanan say, they split it up half and half, and you don't give the Mishmar that is staying, the new Mishmar, any extra because they're locking the doors that night of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't give them any extra. The Rabbi Yehuda says you give them extra, you give them two extra, right, that's how you split it up, you do seven and five, right, instead of six and six. So, the Gemara says, well, according to each of the opinions, that's how we could work out this Lashon of the Kohen Gadol taking four and five. How? So all of these three machlokas are overlapping. We have the machlokas of, does the Mishmar HaYotzei take any extra? We have the machlokas of, Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always takes half, and the Rabbanan say they always take less than half. And the other machlokas I mentioned, which doesn't have to do with this, and that is when how the lechem aponim was switched every day. Umay arba ochamesh. So l'rabbanan da'amri nichnas notol sheish v'yotzei notol sheish. According to the rabbanan, who says you split it equally six and six. V'schar hagafas t'lasos lo shakil, and the mishmar that's leaving does not take, the mishmar that's staying doesn't take any extra. So then mishnei mesrei boy miflag. You're supposed to split it up out of 12, and this is the shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that the Kohen Gadol gets just less than half. So batzer chada, take away one. Mipal gochame shakel. So you take five. So when it says four or five, that's five. Take five because it's just less than half. L'Rebbe Yehuda da Amar nechras notol sheva. According to Rebbe Yehuda, who says the one who's going in takes seven. Why? Shtayim b'schar gafas plusos. They take two schar out of locking the doors. Which remember, this mishmar leaving got two extra the previous week, so it all works out equally. You can't say, oh, it's not fair. V'yotze notol chamesh, and the one that's leaving gets five. So then, two of them basically. What does 7 and 5 mean? It means two of them go to the Mishmar HaNichnas, and then you split up the other 10 equally. So it's 5 and 5. So boy miflag, me'eser boy miflag, batzer chada mipalga, take one away from less than half. Remember, because you don't want to split one up, you don't want to give him half a challah. So, b'shakal arba, that's why he takes four. That is the first daya. What does it mean, 4 and 5 in the Braisa? It depends, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or according to the Rabbanan. First daya. I think we've touched on in the past the Achronim's suggestion that it could be, and this is based on other rayas, but one raya is the Lechem HaPanim, if you look in Parshas Truma, is formulated as part of the structure of the Shulchan. The mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim is from Parshas Truma. Parshas Tetzaveh tells you what to do. Parshas Truma just tells you the structure of the Kalim. The Achronim point out, why is the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim mentioned in Truma and not in Tetzaveh? It's as if the Lechem HaPanim is part of the structure of the Shulchan. It's not just something that you do on the Shulchan, but it's part of the structure of the Shulchan, which is why it would be in Parshas Truma. There are other rayas to this, but that's one. And also that might connect to the idea of having to have it always tamid, not even having a second without it, because you want to always have the structure of the Shulchan in the Heichal. That's right. We'll talk more about the Shulchan and the other Kalim when we get to the end of the parak. We'll talk about the Kalim that were not in the Bayis Sheni and how the Beis HaMikdash existed without certain Kalim. So, Ezra, we'll get to that. Rava Amar, second day, Rava says, Kula Rebbe Yehudahi. Really, it's all Rebbe Yehudahi. Kula Rebbe He. It's all Rebbe. Meaning both the 4 and 5 suggestion is Rebbe, who says that it should be split up half and half. What does that mean? V'savalok Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, deals like Rabbi Yehuda, who says what? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mishmar HaNichnas takes two extra, so you split up 10. Split up 10, so half of that goes to the Kohen Gadol. That's 5. So the 5 fits in fine. 5 is perfect. 5 the Kohen Gadol could get if he chooses to take from the Lechem HaPanim. The Elamai Arba, what is the line for? HaChamish Boy LeMishkal, shouldn't he take 5? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Ha Di'ika Mishmar HaMisakev, Ha Deleka Mishmar HaMisakev. Another element, another factor. Let's say, this is how Rov Rishonim understand this concept, let's say Yontif finishes on a Thursday, or Yontif starts on a Monday. So it's pretty tight for Mishmaros to come. Let's say you have a Mishmar that's coming from far away, for them to come after Yontif, which ends on a Thursday night, they're going to have one day to come. Maybe they could do it, but it's much more difficult. Or let's say Yontif's on a Monday, so they want to come before Shabbos. You know, they're not going to work that Sunday anyway. So they'll come beforehand, they'll stay. So did they have any rights? So if Yontif is just during the week on a Tuesday, so then no, they don't have any rights. So you're coming here, Stam, but you don't have any rights. The Mishmaros that are here have the rights. But Halacha does understand a little bit if Yontif ends on a Thursday or starts on a Monday. If there's only one day, that's called the Mishmar HaMisakev. The one that's Misakev there, they didn't really have to be there, but they came a day early, they stayed a day extra, so that's the difference. If there is a Mishmar HaMisakev, we give them also some of the Lechem HaPanim. Again, the Lechem HaPanim, they weren't so big, but everyone wanted a little piece, even if they got a little bit. Remember the Gemara we're going to have later on Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says that every Mishmar tried to get a little of the Lechem HaPanim and beginning of the fourth Perek, and even if they got less than like a bean size, they all wanted to get part of the Lechem HaPanim because it was such a great mitzvah. And we use that Gemara to discuss whether there's a mitzvah, whether there's a concept of Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvos. To get less than a Kezayis, is that a mitzvah? Do you get a mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim? Of eating kachim, if you eat less than a kezayis of the lechem apanim. So remember the Tosfos Yeshayahu there on Daf Lamed Tes, the beginning of the fourth parak says, well, maybe that's why the tsnuim, the Gemara there says, stop eating it, because they weren't getting a kezayis. And other Chassam Sofer, quoted there in the back,
says maybe the lechem apanim is different. Maybe the mitzvah is not to eat like we have by matzah, but maybe the mitzvah is to, for the challah, for the lechem apanim to be eaten. So maybe the idea of achilas kachim is different than, let's say, achilas matzah. Either way, Bezrem, we'll talk about that as well when we get to it. But either way, back to our Gemara. So maybe the difference between 4 and 5 is whether there's a mishmar ha-mis-akev. Normally, Rebbe would say that the Kohen Gadol gets 5. Because it's like Rebbe Yehuda Shita, you split up the 10, so he gets 5. But what if there's a mishmar ha-mis-akev, so then they also get 2. So all you're splitting up is 8. You have 2 that went to the mishmar that's coming in, that's going to lock the doors. You have 2 that goes to the mishmar ha-mis-akev, so you have 8 left. So you have 8 left, the Kohen Gadol could get half. And that's the case where he gets 4, says the Gemara. If there is a mishra that's staying because they have the day in between mishmo and aboyla miflig, you have to split 4 for shakel arba, and the Kohen Gadol takes 4, he splits 8. Either lecha mishra misakev, if there is none, may eser aboyla miflig, so then you have 10 to split for shakel chamish, and then he takes 5. Iachi, if that's true, that even that line of the Brisa is Rebbe Shita, Iachi my Rebbe Omer la Olam Chamesh. What do you do with the other line of the Brisa, where Rebbe says he always gets 5 based on the Pasuk? So Kasha, that is, question goes unanswered. The Ritva here says that Kasha, quoting the same idea that the Rashbam says in Baba Basra, that Kasha is a weaker word used than tyufta. Tyufta means a bomb kasha, probably unanswerable. Kasha means, yeah, there's an answer, but the Gemara did not feel the need to mention it. So what's the answer here? If it just says kasha, it's not so common to have a mishra mizakev. So that's why he says la ola, because that's basically what always happens. Yes, there's a case that 4 might come up, but it's a very unusual situation. So that is why that line of Rebbe doesn't really take it into consideration. The Rambam has a very different shot, just to mention, of Mishmar HaMisakev. Against all other Rishonim. The Ritva, Rashi, all the Mefarshim, you look at the end of Masechta Sukkah, they all say, as we explained it, Mishmar HaMisakev means you come a day early, and or you leave a day late. But if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Tmidim, he has a different shot of Mishmar HaMisakev. He says as follows, Chal Yom Echad LaHafsik. Bein Hashabbos uvein Yom Tov. If there's one day between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kigon Shahaya Yom Tov Harishon Shal Chag B'Sheni. First day of Yom Tov is on Monday. Oh Yom Tov Achron B'Chamishi. Or last day is Thursday. Oh Yom Tov Shal Atzeres Chalios B'Sheni B'Chamishi. Or Shavuos itself falls on Thursday or Monday. So what's the halacha? Mishmar Shezmano Kavua Ba'Osa Shabbos. The Mishmar who's supposed to be there that week, Notel Eser Chalos. Takes 10 chalas. Vizeh nichnas do toshtayim. And the one who's new coming in takes 2. The hamisakev means the new mishmar coming in, not the one that is there. Why does the mishmar hanichnas get 2 extra ones? Shaharei says the Rambam, lo nishar lohem lavoda. Heim levadam, ela yom echad, shehu erev Shabbos. Oh, echad b'Shabbos. This new mishmar coming in, says the Rambam, it's Yontif this week. So they're going to have to share the Avodah with all the other Kohanim. So you know what they're going to think to themselves? We only have one day to ourselves. This is our week. We have one day. Forget it. They'll stay home. They're not going to come. Because they know most of the week they're not going to be able to do the Avodah themselves anyway. They're going to think to themselves, you know, all other Kohanim get a whole week to themselves. And they get all the Karbanos and all the Kachay Kachim, and all the skins of the carbon ola, you know, they stock up this week, you know, for the whole year. And we have one day to ourselves. Forget it, we're not coming. The Rambam says we have to try to convince them to come, and that's why we give them 2, just them, 2 extra lechem apanims. In order to get them to come. Because if not, they'll think they only have one day. Umis atzlin, ve'ein bohen mehem elama'at. And only a few of them will come. That is the Rambam Shita. The problem with the Shita is, well, first the Ravid. The Ravid says, Koma shekasa v'kan hevel u'ru'us ruach. He says, Kedaka v'kodesh, what the Rambam says here is nonsense. That's not what the Gemara means. Shahar mishmar shezmanu kavua, heim shtei mishmaru shal osa Shabbos. Veheim notlu neser chalos. V'mishmar shu rachog mi beso, v'lo yagia le beso b'yom echad, misakev sham. V'roto shtei chalos. The Rambam, you're against everybody else. And the Rabbeinu Mari Kurkas and other Mepharshim say, and it's really against our Gemara. How do you fit the Rambam Shita into our Gemara? about Mishmar Misakev. It's just, how do you fit into the words? So it's a little difficult. Also, the problem with Rambam Shita is that it seems like that's not, his assumption is wrong. Because all the karbanos of the week that don't have to do with Yontif is only brought by the Mishmar HaKavua of that week. You don't bring everything this week is done by everybody, all of Klal Yisrael. No, only the karbanos of the Chagim are split up. But all the karbanos, let's say the Nedarim and the Nedavis. Let's say somebody has a Karban Toda they have to bring that week. So who, the Karban Toda of the Shlamim. So who gets the Chazay and the Shok of the Shlamim? The Mishmar that's supposed to work that week. Not all of Klal, not all the Kohanim. That's what the Mari Kirkus also says. I don't see what the Rambam is talking about. But they don't lose out anything. Yes, it's busier that week because you have all the karbanos of the chagim. But they don't. The mishmar is supposed to work that week. Why would they be misansel? Why would they? I don't understand. They that say the mafarshim of the Rambam. So it's tzarach Ian to figure out exactly the content of the Rambam. Why he says that? It doesn't seem to be true. And number two, that he goes against all of the other shitos of the Rishonim. Just to finish up the next halacha of the Rambam. Once we have it open, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe. Kohen Gadol, La'olam, no tell me kol mishmar, chatzi hachalos shezacha bohen. The Kohen Gadol always takes half. Pashtus, when he wants to. Doesn't mean he always takes half permanently, whenever he wants to. Shenemar v'haysol ha'arod l'banav, mechsel ha'arod mechsel l'banav. Ve'ein Kohen Gadol, no tell pras, shezek foto. And he doesn't take the pras, he doesn't take a half a loaf, because as we said yesterday, lav orich ara. And once we have it open, also, next halacha l'Rambam, mitzvah zaseh l'sader l'chlapanim b'chol yom Shabbos al ha'shulchan l'fnei Hashem b'heichal. It's a mitzvah zaseh d'araisa to set up the lechem aponim every Shabbos on the shulchan in front of Hashem in the heichal. Shenemar b'yom Shabbos yom Shabbos yarichenu. Remember the machlokas we had in Masechet Shkalim in the times of Shlomo HaMelech when he had 10 shulchanos, 2 dais, whether he made the 10 for show, but he still only used the original one for Moshe Rabbeinu, or he was beside there all 10. So you had 120 chalas. It's a lot of chalas. Then everybody could get a nice chelek. But according to the two different days there, v'davar barur batorah shu shteimas rechalos kol chalos shnei asronim v'yochanos up shnei sedarim. You split it up 6 and 6, and then you have the two bazichin v'cholu and their ma'akiv zedzeh. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Tvidin umu safin. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Third Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. So now we continue with the preparation before Yom Kippur. Remember, that's what this Masechet is all about. It's all about the Yom Kippur process. So Masru lo zakenim mizikney bezdin. So before Yom Kippur, we give him the Talmidei Chachamim from the Zikney Bezdin. The Korin Lafan of Beseder Hayom. And they go the whole week. Remember, they're practicing with him. They're learning with him. And they read to him the Seder Hayom. Remember, we had earlier the Brisa on Daf Dalet, which said that it was 2 Talmidei Chachamim, not just one. When it says here, Masru lo, the Brisa said 2. If you remember why 2? So the Tosfos Yeshanim had said, oh, it's because 2 is better than 1. Tov Shnayim Min HaEchad, a more of a Hashkafic line. But the Tosfos Rush there said, because they're going to have to be Mashbiah him, a little bit soon, to make sure he doesn't have Oda properly. And we want to have at least 2 witnesses to know that he was Hushba, and that if he does it improperly, you know, he was already warned. Okay, that's why the Brisa earlier said 2. So Masru lo zakenim from the Zikanei Amaris. Evagor lefanim b'seder hayom va'omrim lo, and they say to him, Ishi kohen gadol, Ishi, my precious, my purse, my kohen gadol, karei ata b'ficha. You say it. We just said it for you, but now you say it. Shema shachachta, excuse me, Shema lo lamata. Maybe you forgot some of it, maybe you never learned it. Gemara will talk about how that could be. Kohen Gadol never learned it, never went to yeshiva. But he says, kra tabaficha. What do you mean, kra tabaficha? So the Tiferes Yisrael here says, because you remember things better when you have to say it yourself. When you say it yourself, that's when you're just listening to something, you don't know it as well. When you have to say it yourself, so that's different. We're going to have on Amid Beis also, by the Shem. When you have to especially say it to somebody else, not just to say it yourself. But if I know that I have to explain something, I always do this with my Talmidim. If one of my Talmidim isn't in Shir, so I say, I'm about to say something, and I tell one of the other Talmidim, I say, okay, you have to know this to explain it to so-and-so. And all of a sudden, they're like, okay, they have to take notes, because they take it much more seriously. If they know they're going to have to say it to somebody else, oh, I better listen, right? Because it's a different type of listening when I know I'm going to have to teach somebody else to give it over, right? If I have to do a project at work, I have to know it. If I have to give the daf that day, I have to know it extra well, because I know I'm going to have to explain it. It's a different level of Havana. That's what they tell you at the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol. Okay, now it's your turn to say it. Kareyat Tavaficha. Good. Erev Yom Kippurim, Shachris, Ma'amidin Oso Bishar Mizrach. Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, we bring him over to the eastern gate. Uma Avirim Lefanav, Parim Ve'elim Mikvasim. We pass all the animals that he's going to be using the next day in front of him. So he becomes familiar with the cows and the rams and the sheep. Kadesh Yehe Makir V'Ragil Bavoda. So he recognizes he's Ragil and he knows exactly what's going to happen. Right, we try everything. We try so hard to be prepared before Yom Kippur. There's no other day like this, but we try so hard.
The eastern gate is the Nikanor.
The eastern gate might be Nikanor, but also might be by Har Habayis. But Pashas doesn't say specifically which eastern gate, but on the eastern side, without having to go in. You're right. The if you want it by Shari Nikanor, that's where near the Elishkas Hatzloim was just to the north over there. But all the other animals didn't have to be kept there, so it might have just been further out. The whole week he was allowed to eat. Allowed to eat the whole week. Erev Yom Kippur Mimchashecha Lohayimanichan Osolechal Harbe. But as it got to closer to Yom Kippur, they let him eat somewhat, but they didn't let him eat tons right before Yom Kippur. Memresha Machal, maybe Liyasashena. Because as you know, the Shabbos nap comes after the Shalant. Right? After a person eats a lot, their digestive system makes them more tired, and therefore you don't want him to eat so much, so that is why they don't let him eat so much right before Yom Kippur. Maybe it's a shame. And what's wrong with sleeping? What's wrong with sleeping? That's the issue of he might have a re'iyah while he's sleeping, and that's why we don't want him to sleep. The Kohen Gadol is up all night on Leil Yom Kippur, because we don't want him to sleep, we don't want him to have a re'iyah. The Yerushalmi right here, here's the Yerushalmi that we discussed back on Daf Beis. The Yerushalmi asks, on our Mishnah, says the Yerushalmi, V'lo min ha-nisim shehayu nasim bebeis ha-migdash hein? Wasn't it one of the 10 nisim listed in Pirkei Avos? That the lo ra keri miyamav? So what do you mean? Let him eat whatever he wants. One of the nisim. So the Yerushalmi gives the two answers. Amar Rabbi Avin, al shem lo senasun. Meaning, don't test God, meaning, in some kanalanes. That was the first day that we discussed how the shiur that was last night, by the way, in Yonim of Mezuzah, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, introduction to Hilchas Mezuzah. But anyway, the first day here, al shem lo senasun, don't test God, meaning in somchan al anes, right? Rav Yosi, bei Rav Ibun, kan berishon, kan b'sheni. All the nisim, the miracles were in bayis rishon, but not in Bayesheni. It's an important Yerushalmi right here in Yuma, Perak Yud Halacha Dalet. Yerushalmi right here on our Mishnah. The 2 days why the Kohen wasn't allowed to eat because we are worried. We are worried. The other interesting question that's asked by the Tosfos Yontif here is, how is it that it says, Lomoni Mimeno Machalum, I'm sorry, not the Tosfos Yontif, the Tosfos Yishanim. Right here on the bottom, Mishteh, what the whole week he was allowed to drink, is a Kohen who's in the Mishmar ever allowed to drink wine? Kohenim aren't. V'yafal gab the Kohen shall beis av asur l'shtos yayin. Hacha Airi, says the Tosfos Yishanim, achar avoda. It was after he did the avoda, he went to going to sleep. So before he's going to sleep, he can take a little drink. V'lo kapirish riva. I don't like the riva who says we're talking about shar mashkim, not wine. He's talking about other mishta, means apple juice. Mishnah means other things that he could drink. But either way, that's in a ha'ara, what he was drinking the whole week. Gemara. Bishlam Hashem HaShachach L'chayeh. Fine to say that maybe you forgot. I understand that. Because people forget things. Even the Kohen Gadol might forget things. El Hashem Alo Lamad. But he never learned. Mi Mukmina Ki Agavna. Would there ever be such a Kohen Gadol like this? V'yatanya V'ha-Kohen Ha-Gadol Me'achav. Sheyehei, right, the Pasuk says, he has to be greater than his brethren. What does that mean? Sheyehei, Gadol Me'achav, he must be greater than his brethren, Bekoach, in strength, Benoy, he has to be a handsome, beautiful person, inspiring to the masses, Bechachma, Ube'osher. He has to also be rich, but he has to be Mechubad in the eyes of the nation. Acherim Omrim, Minayin Shim Einlo, Sheechav HaKohanim Megadlen Oso, how do you know that if he doesn't have any of these, well, they can't give him strength or beauty, so it must be talking about the money. Right? How do you know if he's not Mugudal that they give him Tamalomar Vaha Kohen HaGadol Me'achav Gadleu Mishalachav? So you see, he has to be greater in Chachma. So how could it be that he never learned this? Pasuk in Achremos. Rav Yosef Lokasha, Kan B'Mikdash Rishon, Kan B'Mikdash Sheni. As we had back on Daf Tes, right, there's a difference. Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. Remember, Mikdash Sheni had more Kohanim Gadolin than the number of years. They never lasted their year. Mashenki Mikdash Rishon. There's a big difference. Domer of Ravasi, as Ravasi or of Yosef says, did we have this line before? So, if you answer yes or no, you'll both be right. Let's read it first. Tarkava de Dinri, Aili le Marsabas Baitus Liane Malka, a money Marsabas Baitus gave to Yanai Hamelech, not the famous Yanai Tosa says that killed out all the Chachma Yisrael, a different Yanai, he gave him, Al Du'ukman the Yeshua ben Gamla, Bakoni Rabbi, in order to make Yeshua ben Gamla the Kohen Gadol. So you see, there was bribery going on. So that's talking about Mikdash Sheni. So did we have this already in this Masechta? So in our version, no. But if you look back on Daf Tes in the Bach added in this line, what to prove that the Mikdash Sheni, they were all crooked. Right? He says, like it says, Marsabar, right? They added in this line. So we had this a little bit earlier, but not fully. The Mefarshim also point out that if you look in other sources, Yeshua ben Gamla wasn't such a bad Kohen Gadol. So the problem here is that he was still appointed through bribery. Even if he might have been good, maybe he got better as he went after he was appointed. But the point is that he was appointed under illegal circumstances, and that was the problem. The Rambam does say in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that none of these mitos are ma'akev. He becomes a Kohen Gadol even if he's not the richest and the most handsome and the wisest. These are lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hey. When he talks about the status of the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam says, Kohen Gadol tzorach shiyeh gadol mikolecha v'akonim, b'noi b'koach b'osher b'chachma u'bimara. Im ein lo mamon, kol akonim nosin lo mishalahem, kolecha lefi ashro, ad sheyashir yosher yoter me'asher shebekulan. So it's amazing. You have to take out the balance sheet of every Kohen's credit card, and every Kohen's bank statement, and you have to make sure that the Kohen Gadol has more than the richest one. That's what the Rambam says. Acha yashir yoser me'ashir shebekulan. The ein echad mikol elu ma'akev, ela kol zeh le'mitzvah, avalim nisrabe mikol makom nisrabe. But once he wears the big day kahuna, once he's nimshach in the olden days, then he becomes the Kohen Gadol, even without all of these. And not only that, do other Kohanim have a chiyuv to be mechabed him, he is a chiyuv to be mechabed himself. The chayiv kohen gadol lino kavod ba'atzmo. He has to take his position very seriously. V'lo yekal atzmo im shar ha'am. He cannot act with levity and just be like a chummy with the other kohanim. V'lo yiru oso arum. Lo bebeis hakise, lo bemerchatz, v'lo kshu mistaper. Nobody can see him when he's in the bathhouse, going to the bathroom, or even getting a haircut. Because that itself is a more private activity. Shemar v'akoyin agodol me'achav, melavit shenoagin bo gedula yisera. Rotza hu sheyirchatzu acher mimo. Okay. If he needs some help, so then they could help him. Then he shouldn't go to the Beis HaMishteh, Su'udo Shel Rabim, right? He should keep his distance. Keep his distance, that's the Kohen Gadol's position. But, so again, they're only lechatchila v'nama akev. Vayta. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachris V'chulu Tana. The Mishnah says that he's able to see the Parim, the Elam, the Kvasim. That's what's brought in front of him. There's a major animal that takes part of the Avodah that's not there. Where are the Seirim? Right, the Seir LaZazel, the Seir LaShem. He didn't have to see those. So the Brisa says, Afla Seirim. Yeah, also the Seirim. V'tana didon my time alo tana Seirim. Why does our Mishnah leave it out? Kivan da'al chet ka'asu chol shadayte. The Seir LaZazel comes from an Avera. He might see that in Erev Yom Kippur, and he might say, oh, he'll have chalishas hazas, he'll get depressed. He won't be able to focus and do the avoda properly. Why? Well, says the Gemara, Yachi, par nam yachetu da'asi. The par, the cow also comes al bal chet. So Gemara says, no, par, kivan da alav alecha vakoanimu da'asi. Since the par is brought for him and his koanim, ba'echav ha-koanim, i'ika inish, di'isbe milsa, if the koanim have a issue that has to be dealt with, may the other way, umadele b'tshuva. He knows he'll be able to convince his fellow koan to do tshuva, to bring him back. So that's why if he sees this par as averis of the koanim, oh no, I can handle that. But bekulu yisrael yada. What, but the seir is for all of Klal Yisrael. Every Russia, every Chote, the Kohen Gadol got a power over, he knows he won't be able to be mashpia on everybody, and that'll give him Chalishas Hadas. Wow. The message is, if I think I can't do something, that's going to make me depressed. As long as I think that there's a possibility for me to be successful, then I'll be okay. Even if it's a hard job. Look, there are thousands of Kohanim. Thousands. So it's still a tough job. But the Kohen Gadol can think to himself, I can handle it. But once a person feels that they're not going to be successful, it's impossible, then they just give up. Amazing Musar Haskel. Right? We always have to think. We always have to give our children, you could do it. Right? Whenever somebody feels that it's finished, then they just give up. And they throw it away. It's impossible. I can never do it. Amar Ravina, that's how we have to look at learning Shas. Right? One day at a time. One day, if somebody says, oh, forget it, I can't do 7.5 years, then they'll never start. But if somebody says, I can do today, I could do tomorrow, I could do one day at a time, so he says, that's the way we could accomplish, and then a person could be successful and do it. Amar Ravina, Hayinu Damri Inshi, this is what people say, referring to the fact that the Kohen Gadol could affect his fellow Kohanim, Ibar Achtech Dai Lahave, if your nephew is a policeman, if the son of your sister is a policeman, chazi b'shuka kamei, to be seen in the street in front of him, motachlev, don't go there. Meaningless, he could have an effect on you. He's going to catch you. If you're doing something wrong, your nephew's going to get you. Right? So that's what you have to be careful. The closer you are, you could have a greater effect on you. That's the saying that people say. Period. The Shagas Aryeh here in the Gvuras Ari says, what about the Elim are also l'chaper? The Isle is also l'chaper. The Gvuras talk about the Elim. They're also l'chaper. Says the Gvuras Ari, Kashali, Ha'elam Nami Achit Ka'asuta, Kaparak Sivu, Kidach Siv, V'yatzava, Asas, Ola Sobes, Ola Sa'am, V'chiper. V'yesh Lomar says, those Elim, those rams are Olos. What are Olos Mechaper for? As we know from Zvachim, Bittel Aseis. Bittel Aseis don't make him so crazy. Los Aseis, he says, that's much more serious. A Bittel Aseis, that's not going to give him Chalishas Adas. It's wrong. Somebody doesn't do an essay, but it's not gonna make him so depressed. Lo chalish daite, mashekim b'seirim shemachaper malachamuros. Number one. Number two says the Gvuras Ari Viod. He says everybody violates assays. He says betel assays are so common. Not just that it's not as chamur as los assays, but number two, everybody violates. He says to davar sheyef shel shemadim lizarmi menu. What every single possibility of a mitzvah I'm going to capitalize on. He says we all make mistakes. The kiva di efshar l'shum adam lihizaher me'averos asay she'ailam mechaprim aleim lo chol shadayte kamo b'seirim. So 2 days in the Gvuras Ari, why he doesn't get so upset when he sees them. Okay, we continue. They let him eat the whole week, except right before Yom Kippur. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa Omer. By the way, remember that Yeshua ben Gamla doesn't have a Rebbe in front of him. Just as Yeshua ben Gamla. Again, it's alluding to the fact that maybe he wasn't the greatest candidate at the beginning. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa Omer. Ma'achil enoso slaso zubeitzim. Before Yom Kippur, you feed him flour and eggs. Kedei lamasmiso. And in order to be mamas mesim, what does lamas meso mean here? Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, in order to be mishalshel him, to give him diarrhea, to get everything out of his body before Yom Kippur, so he's empty by the time Yom Kippur comes. Get everything out. It's like sometimes before somebody has an operation, they give him a certain medicine in order to clean him out. So that's what we do before Yom Kippur. We don't want him to have to go to the bathroom. Look at Tosfos Arash, says lamas meso means just the opposite, to close him up. In order he doesn't have to go. Amru lo, kol shekein shatam avila dechimam. So let's go with Rashi's pshat. What do you mean? If you give him a mishalshel, a diuretic, then surely it's just going to make him sick. It's going to give him avila dechimam. He's not going to be able to work properly. And maybe it'll lead to carry, Rashi says. Tanya. Sumchas omer mishum rabbi meir, ein machilin oso. Now we're switching to Zav. Zav, we know a Zav is a man who has a certain type of emission. Two days in a row, then he has to wait shivin akiyim. 3 days in a row, then he has to wait Shivan Nikiyim and bring a carbon on day 8. But when he counts Nikiyim, so he has to check himself, just like a woman who does bedikos, the man's got to do bedikos to make sure that his days are clean. We don't want him to have any re'eos during those days. And there might be some types of foods that cause re'eah. So that's why we don't give him these types of foods. So it's a parallel. We don't want the Zav to have a re'eah. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to have a re'eah. So, Ein Machilin Oso, Lo Avi. That's an abbreviation. V'yamrila Lo Abavi. V'yesh Omrim Afo Yayin Lavan. So what are all these things? Lo Avi, Lo Esrog, Lo Beit Siv, Lo Yayin Yashan. Those three things, says the Gemara, cause carry. V'yamrila Lo Abavi, add on one. Lo Esrog, V'lo Beit Siv, V'lo Basar Shamein, V'lo Yayin Yashan. Right, fatty meat and old wine. V'yesh omrim afol yayin lavan, v'yesh yayin lavan mevias adam lidei tumah. White wine, clear wine, leaves the tumah, more than red wine. So white wine, right? We know in halacha, is there ever any difference between red wine and white wine? Pesach. Pesach l'shachan our quotes, the Gemara we had in Arvei Pesachim. Came to use red wine based on the pasuk of Ki Yis Adam, right? That's red. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says l'chadchila to use it. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch, remember, says that Bizman Azeh, says the Taz in the mid 1600s, we don't use red wine because of the blood libels, and that's why we skip the l'chadchila of the Shulchan Aruch in order to be able not to have problems with the nations around us. But that is the that's a halacha that has the difference between red and white wine. Tana Rabbanan Vayter Zav Tolan Lo B'Machal V'Chol Minei Machal. If his Zav has a Re'iyah, his second and third Re'iyah, we examine what he was involved in that day, and if there's any other excuse where the Re'iyah came from, we attribute it to that excuse. Did he do exercise? Did he eat something that causes it? So we won't make him into a Zav. We also don't give him. What are these? Some of these also might cause sleep, not just carry. They cause sleep, so then that also is a chance that it could lead to carry. Velo gabim, me grease and shalpul, crushed up beans, ubasar, shamein, umarius. Velo kalad varma me vilin de tuma, and nothing that leads to tuma. Lasuye, my was that including? Lasuye hadatan rabanan, chamichit varma vilin de tuma, five things, veiluhain, hashum, garlic, vashachlayim, cress, vachalag, lugos, vahabetsim, vahagargir. All these items lead to carry. Fine. Period. V'yatza echad el hasada lelakeit oros. Someone went out to gather oros. What are oros? Tana mishvei the Rabbi Meir. Ze gargir. That's gargir, right? What's mentioned up above. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shnei Rishmon oros. Why is it called oros? Shemeiros es ha'inayim. It's good for the eyes. This gargir is good for the eyes. Amar Rav Huna hamotzi gargir. If you ever find it, im yochala achlo. If you're able to eat it, ochlo. It'll help your vision. V'imlav ma'avir al gabiena. At least put it over your eyes. It's a skula. Amar Rav Papa big gargira matzra na'a. And it's only for a gargir that grows on the border, right? Meitzar, Mitzrayim, that grows on the border, meaning there's no other thing growing near it that weakens it. It gets all the nutrition and the nutrients from the ground, so it's very strong when it grows on the border. Period. Okay, back to our show. Amar Rav Gitel, Amar Rav Achsanoi lo yochal beitzim. Achsanoi, a guest shouldn't eat eggs. Why? Because as we just said, eggs might be marbet, the carry, and when you're an achsanai, when you're a guest, you don't want to lead to an embarrassing situation. You also shouldn't ask to sleep in the Baal Bayis' robe. Again, all of this could lead to embarrassing situations. Period. An amazing two lines. Rav, ki mikla l'darshish, machriz, manav liyome. When Rav used to come to Darshish, he used to say, anybody want to get married for a couple of days? Because as we know, if somebody's not married, then it could lead more to hirhur avera. So Rav wanted to make sure, even though he left his wife and kids at home, when he used to travel anywhere, he wanted to make sure he had a wife where he was. So he used to say, anybody want to get married? Manhave liyome. Look at Rashi, second skinny line. Yesh isha shetinase li liyoma. Shesakiv sham. Anybody want to be married to me one day? Vetetse lachemikan. Just for a week. Or Rav Nachman also, kan mikla l'shichletziv machrez ban avali yomei. Anyone want to get married today? Says the Gemara. The Gemara is asking on halachic grounds. V'yotanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, lo yisa adam isha b'bedina zu, v'yelach v'yisa isha b'bedina cheres. A person shouldn't be married to one woman here and one woman in the other place. The Sfas Emes says, the only problem is, on a Daraisa level, is if you have this very, very short marriage. You can be married to many women, rather, mida oraisa, before Rabbeinu Gershom. There's no Isra like this. But if you're only married for a week, then people might forget about it, and it could end up that if you impregnated her, and they have kids, Shema Yistagu, Zeitzel Zeben, Imsa Achat, Nosech Oso. It could lead to big problems. Umemale, Kala Olam, Kulo, Mamzerus. And there could be major issues if you're only married for a couple of days, and there are no public records. V'yal Zenemar, Malar Azima. So how could Rav do this? How could Rav Nachman do this? So Amri, Rabbanan, Kala Islahu. Famous rabbis, no, there's a call. Everybody knows who they marry. And therefore, it is not a problem in this regard. Period. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Yama Rava. Let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll make a few comments. Tavuha linasei v'nis paisa tzricha leishev shivetakiyam. Remember the halacha from Maseches Nida. There's something called dam chimud. The second that a woman agrees to get married, we're worried that because she's so excited and whenever there's a major emotions, it could cause unusual occurrences in the Nida process. Remember Esther Amalka? Vatischalchel Hamalka Ma'od. Some say it closed her up, some say pierced her Nida. Right, we had the question about Charada Misalekes Es Adamim, the Mishnah says in Nida, while by Esther she got her Nidas. But either way, so if she's excited, you have to wait Shivanakiyam. Because maybe she had a Re'iyah. And even if she does Bedikas, you have to wait Shivanakiyam. That's called Dam Chimud. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Odui Havi Modi Lahu. The Rabbanan, no. They sent the telegram the week before. We're coming! We're coming! Mikadim Havi Makadmi Umashad Vishlucha. They used to send the Shlich beforehand. So that's why the women already decided beforehand. The week was over by the time they got there. V'ibayis Ema or Yichud Yavam Yachti Lahu. They didn't really get married to these women. They did, but they weren't with them. They just had Yichud. L'fi she'eno dome, mishish lo pas pasalo, l'mi she'en lo pas pasalo. Right, as long as they knew it was possible that they had a wife, that they didn't, which is very unusual, Tosfos says. But if they knew that they weren't going to be with them, so then why is that called paspasalo? Right, it shouldn't be bread in the basket, literally, because they know there's an issue. So a little difficult exactly how to understand that last line, but maybe it means because they at least have some type of intimacy, so that is good enough. A number of major questions on this daf. First, the question of the Taz in Yoredeya, Kuf Tzadi Beis. Taz in Yoredeya asks on Kuf Tzadi Beis, and when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of Dam Chimud, the Taz says, Rava makes this statement of Nispaisa Tzricha Leishev Shivanikiyam. Asks the Taz in Kuf Tzadi Beis, but what do we ask Akasha from Rava on Rav? Rava was much later. So maybe Rava made up this halacha of Dam Chimud, and Rav didn't have this gzeira. Right, so what's the problem that the Gemara is bothered by? Kuf Tzadik Beis, Sif Aleph, right here in the Taz. So the Taz says, V'nirali, d'ba'osa sha'a, she'gazru chachalim alak samim, v'lo itiru b'shvil shalo hergisha, nasagam gzeira zos. Chiddush. The Taz says, even though it's Rava talking, it must have been an earlier gzeira. Just like we know that there's a gzeira of ksamim, of stains, which we know, on a daraisa level, a woman can only become a nida, daraisa, if she has a riyah, with a hargasha. With a hargasha. What's a hargasha? The three types of hargashas. The first, piskei tshuva, nilchas nida. Speaks about what a hargasha is. I, as man said, most women don't have hargashas. We discussed that. Maybe the hargasha is only needed. Suggests Revel Yashiv. Shelo b'shas vesta. But if it's at a time when the woman is supposed to get her regular nidas, you don't need a hargasha. A hargasha is just what we call a siman, not a siba. But either way, ksamim, there's, on a beged, there's no argasha. So suggest the Taz that Dam Chimud was part of that, just like they were gozer on Ksamim, to give the status of Nidid Ravan and Bali argasha, so too that's when Dam Chimud was also. Ain Moala Mashalo Hagisha. Number one. Number two, ask the Taz, 1 second, I have a question. What about Yehuda and Tamar? Last week's parsha. Gabe Tamar v'teishi b'pesach einayim shenotna einay haludvareha she'amr liyuda tahora ani minida v'chei matzina barus shenichlas alimita so shalboaz achar jatala v'kasha tzricha shivetakiyim achar shenispaisu dam chimud. So you can ask the question, oh, those are biblical figures, they weren't holding every din rabbanan. But the other answer is, given that it could be there's no issue of dam chimud if the bia takes place right away, if they get married right then, there's no delay, there's no chshash, there's no chance of Dam Chimud to come out. Okay, just to mention this one famous story, we'll make it famous right now. We mentioned this way back in Maseches Nida. The Chashuki Chemed there in Nida, not here, in Nida, Daf Samach Vav, where Dam Chimud is discussed. Yet the Shaila, it was the grandson of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. He was getting married. Maisa Shahaya. Shahaya Vizmino es Sabe, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, et Sader Kiddushin, Be'emsa Hakbalas Panim, Sha'archul es Chasan Kodem Achupa, Tophes es Achasan Pik, Birkayim Nora, Ubarach Be'achasada. He got cold feet. The Chasan got cold, I can't do this, and he ran out. Ran out of the wedding. And everybody's there. The kala's there. Everybody's there. Habusha lakala haita no ra'a. V'kulam hayu ovdei etzos. Nobody knew what to do. Shigi Rabbi Yosechaim Zonnefeld l'chuppah. When Rabbi Yosechaim Zonnefeld came to the chuppah, v'shamah, he heard everything that happened. He thought for a couple minutes, and then he went into the room, v'hichriz hakala, and he announced, don't worry, there's a marriage, they're gonna have the wedding in a couple of minutes. Nobody worry. And then he goes to the singles table, where all the bachrim are, and he says, v'shalom, mi miken muchan l'sa kala zu? Who's ready to marry this kala? They had different relationships between the Chazan Kala in those days, and then in those circles. V'tzmura zos anem meftiach lo chayim u'sharim l'kala chayim. I promise you an amazing life. U'ba'asher l'tzarchei achatano ein l'dog, and don't worry, I have an extra suit, I have everything you need. One of the bachrim said, okay, I'll do it. Hakala v'shtei mishpachol lachar bir katzar eskimu. They had a little huddle with the families. You know, is this a good guy? Is this okay? Miyad hamidu chuppa, and the Rebbe Yochanan Zonnefeld was beside the kedushin, and he gave them a bracha of chaim usharim and miyutar litzayin shekach achin haya. I don't have to mention that there was a wonderful family that this person was mamid. But v'yesh lishol asked Rav Zilberstein dam chimud. Dam Chimud, what happened to Dam Chimud here, right? When she thought she wasn't getting married and that she is getting married. Tzorach l'hatim shiva yamim. Shematir Dam Chimud, right? We never have this problem because the weddings are months later, right? So there's no issue of Dam Chimud. So he says, maybe the heter is based on the Taz. Why? Because it was right away here. They got married, the decision was made right away, and that's why it was okay. Unless you say, this part of the story is not so famous, unless after the wedding, Reb Chaim Zonnefeld made them not have yichud, made them hu yashim bein hanashim and hu yishin bein hanashim. You don't know. That part of the story was not made public. But either way, that is the story related to Dam Chimud. Okay, there's just one other ha'ara, and that's yichudei havi miyachdi lehu. This line is that you can have a misyachid, a woman who's not really your wife. This is one of the many sources quoted in the radical tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We had a daf be'in shir about this 2 years ago. If you want to look, check in the archives of the OU.org, the daf be'in about Pilegesh. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Chelek Beisim and Tezvav, where he is a very, very big supporter of the concept of a Pilegesh. Everybody should have a Pilegesh, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, just 400 years ago. It'll cause less problems of pritzus and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And everybody argues on him. Less problems, more problems. But he quotes many different sources in Shas where you see there's some flexibility in terms of having a husband and a man and woman relationship that's not really a marriage. So he quotes this as one of the examples. You see, they came for a week. So again, we generally don't assume like that Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But that is, again, there's a lot here. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. There's a lot to talk about on the next Mishnah. So we will stop, and Hashem, we will continue. Okay, and again, Daf Be'in Shir should be up. Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight, Beth Hashem, 8:45.